Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. So this is Pop Culture Hour, not to be confused with Happy Hour. Although pop culture does make us all happy, and so does wine, so do what you want.
Welcome, Pop Culture Hour, Taylor Strecker. Hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hi,
Hey, girl, hey. You know, I made a whole, like, outline of lots of different things to talk about, but I kind of feel like we're just going to Super Bowl it up.
Oh,
like there's nothing else to talk about. No, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about like King Charles, Prince Harry flying out for only like 24 hours. Wanted to talk about like, you know, the Barbie snub, you know, Ryan Gosling being nominated. I wanted to talk about a lot of different things. Sophia Richie's pregnant. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Right.
There were so many things.
Yes. It is a long stretch of time, but like. Whatever.
But who cares about any of those things anymore? You know, like the Super Bowl just happened and there's just like so much Taylor Swift to unpack.
I know.
There's so much. But before we do, how are you?
Oh, thanks, babe. I'm good. I just got a hot piece of goss I told Stassi, but that shall remain between us.
Yeah. Well, why would you even tease that?
Because I,
you know, that's like mean to your audience. It's my audience you're being mean to.
Fine, you're right. I'm sorry.
Everyone, get your pitchforks.
No, they already have them. Please. Take the torch and stick it in the mud. Please. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a bad girl. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I just realized that this episode's going to be coming out on Valentine's Day. Are you doing anything for Valentine's Day?
Oh, so Tay and I are finally going on our honeymoon.
Okay. The way you've called a million trips that you've gone on honeymoon, I don't take it seriously whatsoever. No, this is a birthday trip for you. This isn't your fucking honeymoon.
Yes, but because can I tell you where we're going and I don't understand why I have to call it a honeymoon?
Yeah, sure.
Because you can't go to St. Bart's for your fucking birthday, okay?
Yes, you can.
Well, yes. Fine, then it's my St. Bart's birthday trip.
No, I just love how you have to, like, qualify everything. Or you just have to, like, before you ever, like, whenever you buy a purse or whenever you go on a trip, to me, you explain, like, in the text message to me and Lo, when you were like, hey, I can't record or whatever on this day, you're like, I'm going to St. Bart's because I used my American Express points. I'm like, no one asked. You don't need to explain yourself. Like, I don't give a fuck if you paid for it or if you were gifted it. Or if you like, you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. Like, you know, before you buy a purse, I got this job, so I put this amount of money in my bank account, and for like 2 weeks straight, like, I didn't like order Sweet Green on Postmates, so therefore I can buy this bag. I'm like, you don't have to explain yourself to me. Like, you can just buy yourself the bag.
You're so right. And like, this is not a you specific thing. I do this with everybody.
Oh no, I for sure see that. I know.
But it's like, why do I do that?
You do it on your podcast too.
Do I?
You do it on your podcast because I listen to you, you know, not all the time, every now and then, you know, and
when you're
talking about like going on trips or whatever, you explain yourself. Like, you have to give a reason because you're scared people are going to be like, you're too successful or making too much money. If you're going on this thing, you don't need to do that.
You know what? It's so wild.
Give your audience some more credit.
You know, preach to that. And I just had Shannon Ford on and we were talking about like, she just like is always in designer clothes, like lives the life. And so we were talking about like, I'm so rude. I was like, how rich are you? Basically, I'm like counting people's money. And she was totally, completely open about everything. It was great. But she was like, but how did she say? Scared something don't make. Wait, give me a second. I have to look it up because it was the name of the podcast because it was like so powerful. It was like scared money don't make money. And she's like, you can't act scared with money. Like, it's like, you have to be like, money, it comes in and it comes out. And when I spend it, it will come back to me. Like, it's like the secret. It's like money positivity. And I grew up with a dad who was always freaking out about money. It's just where he grew up. He like grew up poor and he was always scared about losing. Like, he couldn't even enjoy the things that he had because he was always so worried about losing it. And I'm literally him. So it's not even that, like, I'm saying it to my friends. I'm saying it to like my audience. It's like, I'm saying it to the
yourself.
Universe.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, hey, universe, don't worry. I know I can't afford this trip. No, you know what I mean?
I think that you should talk to your therapist about this.
Thank you. Okay, well.
Like, put it in your notes section. Just say, my friend thinks I need to bring this up. Because, like, you deserve to just spend your money the way that you want to spend it. And you don't have to explain yourself to anyone.
Thank you. Fuck. Thank you. And also, like, you are such a good friend. You always help me with so many psychic breakthroughs. Psychic the right word? Therapy
like psychological,
breakthroughs.
Like emotional breakthroughs, mental breakthroughs, like all the breakthroughs.
Remember when you told me you were like, you always are so negative? Like, this, like, I love you, but the second I see you, like, that's always you just go to the negative. Like, what's up with that? And I talked about it in therapy, and I'm so much better now.
I am a wise old owl. What can I say?
Oh my God. It's kismet. No wonder Hartford loves owls.
She's over that phase. She doesn't care anymore.
There we go.
Yeah, well, she doesn't care.
That tracks.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so for Valentine's Day, honeymoon, your birthday, you're going to St. Bart's.
You got it, baby.
Is it Barth's?
You know, it is Bartholomew. It's like how Barcelona is Barcelona's. It's like, I'm sure it's St. Barth's, but it's B-I-R-T.
Just say St.
Okay?
Barth's, yeah. You know, it's like when Beau, like, orders, like, a croissant from Starbucks and he literally says croissant.
No. I know he does it with Italian words. He, like, turns to Giada, yeah, but like,
he does.
But he speaks Italian.
Yeah, but croissant isn't Italian. That's French.
Correct. So that's where he loses me. Yes.
Or like when he talks about going to just like certain places, like where like not Prague, Budapest. Budapest.
Oh, girl.
Or whatever. I'm like, just shut up.
Budapest.
Just say Budapest. I know it's wrong, but just be wrong with me. Okay. Well, for Valentine's Day, Beau and I are going to, we're having the best, like I haven't been so excited for something. Like I can't tell you, like I can't even. We're going to the Magic Castle for a Houdini seance situation.
Of course. I thought you'd be like, we're going to the sexy dinner, we're getting a hotel, and I've got lingerie.
No, I wasn't even.
No, my audience. I mean,
no, yeah, also, I'm not a Valentine's Day girl. No, like I'm not a Valentine's Day girly. I don't really care. I've never given a shit. I've never had a feeling about it either way. Even like Galentine's Day when we used to do that, like I didn't care. I never felt sad if I didn't have a boyfriend. When I had a boyfriend, I didn't care if we did anything. I think because I worked in a restaurant for so long and I just like saw like how the vibe is just, everything's expensive. It's a set menu. You don't get what you want. And like, it's just like a bunch of other couples all sitting at two tops. And like, it just like makes me feel uncomfortable. And you know what? It gives me it's the same energy of like karaoke. Like I get cringe energy. Like I start sweating or like in church when like the people start singing and like, I feel like I'm supposed to know the words and like sing when like I go to, like if I ever go to church with Beau, like I hate it. That's the energy it gives me to see a bunch of couples at a restaurant all like, I just don't like it. So this is,
you're right. A bunch of sweaty tryhards. It's like, Valentine's is trying to make fetch happen. It's like, no one cares.
No one cares.
And it's expensive. You're right. It's a bullshit holiday. It's a Hallmark holiday. So let's really turn it on its head and go to do magic.
Yeah. No. And seance. Yeah. Magic. I'm so excited. I am ridiculously excited. I'm going to wear my sparkly tour dress. Because I feel like, I have
on stage, like as an assistant,
maybe because I feel like if I dress the part, you know, a little pizzazz, you know, it's so sparkly. It catches the eye and maybe like a really chic, like a oversized tuxedo jacket over it. I will fit in. You know, it's like where they say like airlines will be like, if you want to get upgraded to first class, dress like you know, should be in first class. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to dress like I should be doing magic or summoning spirits. Just jazzy as fuck, you know?
You and, I mean, my wife. Like, magic is really kind of like a guilty pleasure. Don't you think? Like,
Why guilty? Why guilty?
Because it's really nerdy.
Why? Who says?
I says. Like, Tay and I went... on our not honeymoon to Vegas after we got married. And we went to go to a David, not David Blaine, who's Chris Angel, a Chris Angel show. And I said, but we'll go to see magic. We're in Rome, you know, we're in Vegas. Let's go. And right. we went, and I was fine with all of it. And like, we got our drinks and we're sitting, we had really good seats. And then they were like, the show will start in like 15 minutes. Please proceed to the side of the stage if you would like to try on Chris Angel's straight jacket. And I thought, nerds. And then next thing I knew, Tay was like, can you move? I'm going to, and I'm like, you going to the bathroom? That. She's like, no, I'm going to go take a picture with Chris Angel's straight jacket on stage. I was like, you should have told, disclose this before I got married.
Before
to you
got married. I
that's horrific.
Yeah, she took it a little too far.
She took it way too far.
Yeah, I can't even get down with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish I didn't know this information.
I wish I didn't know it either.
You know, no, we love a gal who leans into what she loves.
I mean, yeah, like,
and I
know your passions.
I think that's like a great segue into the Super Bowl, because Taylor Amen. Swift is a gal who leans in to what she loves. And Taylor Amen. Swift won last night, you guys. Amen. She won. The way this game, can I just tell you what happened yesterday? So
please.
We went over to Lala's house to watch the game.
Fun.
Okay.
Yes.
So we brought the baby, and Hartford and Ocean really like to play or whatever. And Mess, like, normally I give Messer his bath every single day, same time, 6:30, then give him his bottle. Then he's down literally by like 7:13. It's like, just, that's what we do. And so right. I thought, I'm going to be a cool mom who like doesn't go by the schedule today. And I'm just going to like, my baby will be fine. And I'm going to, you know, like, I'm not going to revolve my life around my baby. I'm going to make my baby revolve his life around me. No. 6:20 rolls around. That baby is fussy as fuck. He's like, where's my bath? Where's our house? And I'm like, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. So, and the game was so boring. I literally looked at everyone.
So
and I'm not
boring.
I'm not a sports person. Okay. So like, I don't normally know when a game is good or not. Okay. But I looked around and I was like, can I say something? I was like, this is a bore game, right? And everyone was like, yes.
Terrible.
And I'm like, okay, all right, good, cool. Glad I like understood that it was like a terrible game. So I'm like, my baby's fussy. I might as well like just try and go. So I'm like, Bo, may I talk to you? Pull Bo. Because you know, he obviously wanted to be there. I'm like, I think we need to have a discussion. Like, this baby's fussy. And he looked at me and like, I know he wanted to stay and like have fun and all that. And he's like, okay. And he starts packing up the bag, all that stuff. He's literally lugging everything out to the car while they...
It gets good.
It gets good. And they got, like, there was, like, the touchdown or whatever that made them even. Like, the what's it called?
Wow,
the tie.
Really?
The tie.
I'll help you.
Yeah, sorry.
That
I'm
made
having a
them
stroke.
Even. And then they did a thing where they played extra after the
original before.
Game.
No, I'm talking about right where it got good, where they, like, scored and it was even. Like, it was a tie. Okay.
They tied the game and then they went to OT. Yes.
So, like, literally everyone in the room looks at me and Lala's like, you are such a square. You're a horrible wife. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, Bo's literally outside in the car. He missed the only exciting thing that happened.
Oh, my and God. I, like, he, like, literally the only exciting thing.
The
all
only
game.
Thing. So then he comes back in and I'm like, you're going to be so mad. And he's like, what? And he walked into the room and he's just like, so silent. So quiet, packed up all the things some more, got in the car. I've never had him speed so fast. I wasn't even worried about my children's safety at this point. I was like, whatever. Once we got to the house, I was like, Hartford, Messer, the assignment is we're going to see how fast we can get out of the car so Papa can watch his game. And so, Hart, we got them out of the car as soon as we possibly could. I went and put Messer down and we were able to, as a family, see the end. Like,
amazing.
Literally, I was filming it. I couldn't even believe I caught it on my camera.
I was so impressed that you were watching it. I was impressed that you understood what was happening. Although what you just said made me realize that you didn't quite understand.
I did. I did and I didn't. But
you know, though, I think you're a good company. I think there was a lot of people watching last night that did and didn't know what was going on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Lots of, I mean, not that the NFL needs Taylor Swift to get eyes on the Super Bowl, but like, Taylor Swift probably brought what? tens of millions of eyes that usually aren't even focused. They might have it in the background, but like don't really give a shit what's going on. Probably screaming and jumping up and down for the Chiefs to win.
Yes. Can we, like, where do we even begin? Where do we fucking begin? Let's just, how does she look this good after she just performed a show, got on a plane, flew across the world, and she's like, she has to get IVs, like, IV drips all day, every day, right?
So here's, okay, this is where I want to begin, okay? So I felt like for me, as I'm a Taylor Swift fan, I can't say I'm a Swiftie because I don't really know every single song and I don't know the albums and
We've talked about this. We don't, we're Swifties, but we're not top tier Swifties.
Thank you. Okay. But I'm such a fan and I really ride or die for her. And so I had a hard time as a Swiftie after the Grammys because the Grammys was an ox city night for our girl, Tay Tay. Okay.
Because sometimes, we're allowed to make mistakes. Okay.
We all do.
It was, the Grammys.
It was a little cringe. You know what it was?
Why'd she do all the things she did at the Grammys?
It's called white wine. You know, it's like white wine wasted. And she really, really was. And she was giving Sancerre. She was honestly giving some Chardonnay. You know what I mean? Like maybe one glass of Pinot Grigio. All the basic wines, they were in her system. Yeah. She was like punching Jack Antonoff and dragging Lana Del Rey up on stage, ignoring, my God, the Queen Celine Dion. It was bathos, my favorite word.
Announcing her new album to all of her peers.
Yes, like, and it was a little like I feel like when you ride for somebody that hard, you're loyal. So I'm like, she didn't mean to do it to Celine. There's got to be a reason. I had reasons for her doing everything, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, like, it was a hard few days as a Swiftie,
right?
To like have to defend her.
But Taylor. Everyone who's giving Taylor Swift a hard time, have you never had a bathos day? Have you never gone to a party and you're like, oh, fuck, I was so embarrassing last night?
Yes,
like, for the love of God, just let her have
once
like,
a one, week.
Like, truly. Well, I don't get to go to parties that often, but, you know. If I did, I'm sure I'd make an ass of myself every now and then. Like, it's just you're off your game sometimes. Like, you can't possibly be cool all the time. Everyone calm the fuck down.
Literally. So, but like, you know, I was defending her because she's my girl. She's my best friend. So I'm defending her. But like, it wasn't an easy week. And I feel like now, literally an entire week later, okay, coming off of it, I'm like, that's my fucking boo. Like, she was so gorgeous. She was so cool. Stunning.
She needs to be a hair up girly all the time. Like, she looks so good with her hair pulled back.
Oh my God. Stunning.
Like, you know, some people just look better with their hair pulled back. Like, and I just think that that's her. She has this face just that, like, you don't fucking ruin it with hair. Don't muddy it, you know?
No.
Just like get your hair off your face and like let the face face.
Oh, she and like the outfit and like, she looked fucking flawless. And also, okay. So I think another thing, she was very calm this game. And listen, it was a big game. Stakes are high. Like, it was kind of a weird game. There wasn't like a ton of big plays. So there wasn't really a lot of opportunity to like do handshakes and like, you know, like do like dance moves with the audience. Like, there was not a lot of opportunity for celebration. So maybe that's why. But like, she was also like with her best friend, Ashley, and with Blake Lively, queen of the world. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like she was with Ice Spice. Like, she was with like a very chill crew.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Because Blake Lively doesn't really drink.
Yes. She was like, she was just kind of like
chill crew.
Calmly doing her thing. And it was like, there was like an elegance to it. There was like a calm, cool, collected respect. Like, I'm here for my man. Like, it's not about me. I'm here for my man today.
What do you think are you about to say what I think you're going to say?
So I feel that it was helpful that she was not sitting next to Brittany Mahomes.
I knew it. It happened. You guys, it happened. Messer finally outgrew swaddling, and we officially have now transferred over, entered into our dreamland weighted sleep sack era. I've talked about the Dreamland baby sleep sack for a while now because I used it with Hartford and she absolutely loved it. And when Messer was born, I was like, I cannot wait till I can stop swaddling him and just move him to the sleep sack because it just makes it so much easier. And I was so scared because Messer loves to be swaddled, like truly loves to be swaddled, but he's just too big and rolling over and all those things. So I'm like, we have to do it. And I was so scared that the transition, that he wasn't going to like it. I really was so apprehensive. And you guys, like, he loves it. He loves it. Just like Hartford did. And it was so easy. And even the first night, he literally slept for the first night as if he was swaddled. So let me just, like, I cannot rave more about the Dreamland baby sleep sack. Okay, let me explain to you what it is. It's, well, a sleep sack. It's weighted, so it feels like a little heavy on the baby, like, you know, like you're putting down like a heavy blanket. It's comforting. And there's a two-way zipper, so you, if you need to change your baby's diaper in the middle of the night, like, you don't have to take it off. You don't need to unswaddle. It's so soft. The materials are just of the highest qualities, and it's so easy to wash. You just put it in the washing machine. It's amazing. And everyone who has a baby needs it. Or if you're looking for a gift to give a mom for her baby, highly recommend the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack. And when you go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout, you can receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. And this offer is for new and existing customers. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. You guys, I'm telling you, oh, I feel such relief. I feel relief that we're out of the swaddling and we're finally in the sleep sack. The way that Quince has become my favorite place to shop, I am not joking, okay? Let me explain how this all happened. When I had to get rid of my big closet to make it a nursery, I realized, like, I don't need, like, a lot of clothes. I just want to have, like, good, high-quality pieces in my wardrobe. I don't need to have that many things. I just want good things. And a lot of the times, like, you know, high-quality clothing is really expensive. And then I discovered Quince a while back and realized, holy shit, like, you can get, like, 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for, like, $50. Organic cotton sweaters. They have silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, diamonds. Like, I literally wear this diamond pave gold croissant ring on my middle finger every single day. It's one of my favorite rings, and I got that from Quince. I literally use my backslash, quince.com/Stassi. And that's now where I'm getting all my sweaters, like, and like cashmere little t-shirts. I'm telling you, go to Quince if you're looking to build yourself a nice, luxurious, high-quality wardrobe with classic, timeless pieces. And the way I think that this should be noted is, like, the way that they're able to, let's say, sell a cashmere sweater for only $50 is because they partner directly with, like, the top factories. So Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And that's how we get really nice things, you guys. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Stassi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Stassi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stassi. This whole speech has been to get you here. It's been to get you here. I knew it.
You're going to be proud of me. But that's all to say. So that was, like, my initial takeaway, right? Like, I was like, oh, like, calm, cool, collect. Like,
she's elevated. Taylor, she seems elevated because
she's a chameleon. Like, I'm a chameleon. I absorb whoever's personality I'm around. I become them. Okay. So I feel like she's got to be careful with who she lets close to her because it's easy to kind of, like, have different types of energy with different types of people. With that being said, it was announced last week that Brittany Mahomes is going to be in as a rookie in Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Okay.
And the photos are great.
She looks so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Who knew that body was underneath those tacky clothes? Oh my God, that body.
I know. She looks awesome.
I'm blown away. I officially am putting down my Brittany Mahomes, like, what can you even call it? I'm putting down my Brittany Mahomes boxing gloves, okay? They're okay. On the ground. I am retired.
I was going to like voodoo doll, but yeah, okay. All right.
Like, honestly, that's fair. Brittany Mahomes is surrounded by too many people who I love and respect. Patrick Mahomes is so fucking good at football. The way I was screaming for him, like Tay and I, because, you know, Tay's an Eagles fan, we were so hardcore rooting for the Chiefs. Tay would like root for them and she'd be like, I hate myself because the Chiefs beat the Eagles last year.
Right. Yes.
I am so ride or die. I mean, the Chiefs are so great. I'm in love with Travis. I'm in love with Taylor. Patrick is so good at his job. And the coach of the Chiefs, he's to die for. The one that Travis yelled at, I love him. Yeah. And loves Travis and Travis loves him. Yeah. I quit.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Good for Brittany. Girl, you go, Glenn Coco. You fucking go. I'm done. I quit. Okay. I'm done.
I didn't like your outfit though.
Please don't.
I would kill to see Brittany Mahomes styled by like Sofia Richie.
Oh, she would slay.
Like the way that I need her to have and like this like elegant makeover, she could run the world.
No, she's gonna. So that's why I'm stopping, okay?
Yeah.
I did this with the Kardashians. I've learned my lesson.
You used to hate the Kardashians?
Public enemy number one against the Kardashians was me.
Were we friends?
Definitely.
How long ago was this?
Actually, maybe it was right before we became friends. Because I interviewed the three girls at once. Courtney, Kim, and Chloe. And I, like 2 weeks before the interview, was at Fashion. Remember Fashion's Night Out in New York City? It was so losery.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
So I was a loser, so I was out for it. And it was like Fashion Week with training wheels, okay?
Right,
it was like
okay.
For people that don't really get invited to Fashion Week. So, of course, I was there. And I went to the Peninsula with two of my coworkers to have drinks after. And we ran in. So one of the guys I was with was like the head of the talent department. So he knew Jonathan Chabon, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with Kim. Mm-hmm. And so I was a little tipsy, and I went like this, Kim! But like my friend was talking to Jonathan and there was no one else around. Okay.
And this was after you had interviewed them.
No, before. And I went this. She went like this. Actually, I might've interviewed them once before. Cause I wasn't like a total stranger. Well, I was a stranger, but whatever. And she went like this to me. I went, Kim, but even let's say I was a fan, whatever.
Okay.
And she went like this. Ah! And she ran away, literally up the stairs of the Peninsula. Just ran.
Jonathan
was like,
I'm obsessed with this story. No, like the way I want to do that to someone one day.
I'll let you do it to me.
No, like the way I want to just listen. If I want to know that if it's like a listener, so like they'll know this story and they'll get a kick out of me doing it to them. You know, like I want to do that. That's good on Kim Kardashian. That's so weird of her.
So weird. Like
so weird.
I was not threatening. Okay. And like, obviously like I was with somebody who was talking to her friend, like girl. Anyway. So like 2 weeks later, maybe it's a month later, she comes into Sirius and I'm like talking a big game. I'm saying it on the air. And I'm like, I'm going to confront her. So they come in and I'm like, I got to now or never. So I was like, start off the interview. And I was like, I have a bone to pick with Kim. And Courtney and Chloe were like, bring it on, motherfucker. They were like so excited. They were like, we love when people confront Kim. And I told her the story and I was like, you ran away. Like I'm a fan. Like, and I'm not like totally insane. Like you treat your fans like that? Kind of like that. But I gave her an out because I'm me. And I said, listen. And as I was telling the story, I could see she was like, oh, this is not a cute look. Like, you know what I mean? Because she's like, that's like, oh shit, she's got me. And then I was like, but in your defense, I was a little bit drunk. So maybe I was like a slob kebab. And then Courtney and Chloe were like, oh, she hates drunk people. Like she hates us when we're drunk, she hates drunk people. And then Kim went like this, yes. Now I remember. Yes, you were drunk. And I'm like, you liar. You fucking liar. You took the bait. You fucking liar.
Yeah.
So on her way out, she let me hang out to dry. Anyway, so on her way out, she was like, she came over. She was like, I really am so sorry. She was like so cool and so nice about it. Like, she was like, no, like that really is fucked up. I'm really sorry. And I was like, girl, whatever. It's just in good radio fun. But like,
that's Kim. Amazing. Sorry,
so
love
then
that.
I was like, that's selfish. Okay. Kim.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize that you had a bone to pick with the Kardashians for so long. Okay. So that's why you're smart. You're getting ahead of it with Britney.
Thank you. I'm not doing this again. Me and my big fucking mouth, I get so impassioned. I get myself in so much trouble. You know, that woman that called and left a message because she heard me talk about Britney here. She was so mad. I think she was Britney's aunt or some shit like that. But like,
yeah,
we're done. Okay. We're done because I can't keep fighting this fight. She's garnering too much power and it's just not worth fighting her anymore. I have respect for her. Like, she's married to the greatest football player probably of all time. She's genuinely really like besties with Taylor. I think that maybe they're kind of like they dork out together, but like that's kind of cool. You know what I
mean?
She's
a mom and that's a really hard job to do. Can't forget totally. That one.
People, sorry. Yeah, you're totally right. I'm sorry. I'm just running away from my own fears of children. She was like, apparently she played like soccer at a very high level, like very competitive soccer player in college. Like,
yeah.
She is charitable. She has this hot body. Like, that's a lesbian to me, right? I'm like, she's hot. I like her now. No, that's not. I'm not like that.
Well, so. I do think that Taylor is a little more sophisticated, cool girl vibes when she's yes. not around Britney. But that might yes. have been, you're right, because it was the Super Bowl and it wasn't like, it wasn't the same atmosphere that there yeah. normally is for like, just like their regular games, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know sports right. shit. All I know is that, so I after they won and I like stayed watching and I was just like, I couldn't believe I was like watching the TV, like and seeing Taylor Swift's face. Like,
you watched it like until the end, like till the speeches. I'm so proud of you.
I know. I sat and watched speeches. I was just so curious. And you know, I've thought about it now, like all morning long. I went to sleep thinking about this, like
Roman Empire.
This is now my Roman Empire that like Taylor ended up with someone who, when given the biggest platform, like you've won, like you've the most eyeballs have been on you, like in this country, and you get a mic, you won and you get a microphone and you can say quite literally anything yeah. Some wisdom, maybe talk about, you know, like your teammates, maybe, I don't know, share a story or two, you know, that warms our hearts. So like none of that. Instead, he gets the microphone and starts singing, "Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas." Then he like shouts something else. And then he goes, "You gotta fight for your right to party." And I'm like, is this happening? Is this? And then it cuts to Taylor's face. And you know, she's literally like, I don't know whether I love this or hate this. And this is what it reminds me of. Me and Beau. And his overalls. Who would have thought?
I love this.
Who would have thought that I would have ended up with the dude who wears overalls? In that moment, like when I've looked at Beau sometimes, like in his overalls, where I'm like, do I love this or hate this? That I was Taylor Swift last night. Taylor Swift was me. She was watching and being like, she's like, I'm like the greatest writer, poet, songstress of the world. And he just like literally screamed like a barbarian, you have to fight for your right to party. Like that's what he got. That's what he came up with. And I love it.
I love it. I know it makes me love them even more.
Yeah.
Like yeah. He basically did the song equivalent of smashing a beer can against your head. And
yeah.
I was watching it like, I love him. And then they pan to her and she's like,
she looks
that's
a little
man.
Slightly bewildered, slightly like I could see the wheels turning. It was like she was smiling, but like I could see the wheels turning, being like, interesting choice.
We do this now.
Interesting. I'm shook by it. I'm shook.
I am so in love with them. And then after when she's on the field, she was linked arms with his mom and they were holding hands. And then when he got in the field, she had his mom go before her so he could hug her first. Taylor, flawless. I know you weren't doing it to be like calculated, but it doesn't matter. Flawless. And then the way she also I love like his height to her height, like the way she perfectly like she can nestle yeah. in his nook
nuzzles
and her arms
in.
Creep over with the and then the kissing and then like the whispering and then like
yeah.
I know
they're
so cute. Like, I've known her, but, like, this didn't. This did it for me.
Oh, you know what else did it, did it, did it? Did you see? Because you've probably been podcasting all day, so I don't know if you have them at the club afterwards dancing and singing to her song.
Yes, I have full body chills talking about it.
You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. What? You guys, we couldn't have written this. That's how I knew the Chiefs were going to win, because I'm like, y'all, the Chiefs are going to win no matter what, because, like, it's Taylor's on top right now. I know the year's over. Yes. It's like a new year, but, like, no, she just, it's Taylor's time, and just we're all living in it. And so like, I knew that there was no way that the Chiefs weren't going to win. And then to just, like, see them celebrating and singing that song together, like how they made it, like, I was just like, I'm just taken aback. Like, it settled any doubts. Like, because in the beginning, I was like, what? I didn't understand the relationship in the beginning. And now it is like, I am fully, I feel like I'm in this relationship.
Me too. Me too. When they kiss, I can feel it at the top of my lips. Like, she's always dated, like, either, like, her pop.
Artists.
Pops. Artist counterparts, right? Like a Harry Styles or like a John Mayer, or she dates like kind of even John Mayer, but like Joe Alwyn, like a tortured artist, like I'm a serious actor. And I feel like they've kind of been too competitive with her.
I think she just wants to fucking party.
Yes, like, and be with, like, he's like a really, like, you got to fight for your right to party. He's a normal bro, okay? He is a normal dude. Like, I know he's a fucking NFL star, but, like, Jason Kelsey is also fucking salt of the earth. These are good boys. These are good kids, these guys. I'm such an Eagles fan right now. But, like the Kelsey brothers are the real deal. And so I feel like she's with, like, this super famous, successful guy, but who's also really humble and, like, rooted. And she gives that same energy, too. And I just feel like watching her get to support somebody fucking crushing at what they do, it's like so far removed from her, like, actual realm of work. Like, they just really can be happy for each other because they're both huge, but, like, they do such different things.
As a postpartum girly, how long can I say I'm postpartum? For, like, I feel like ever, right? Anyway, I take my snacks very seriously because I'm trying to get back to my former self, but I also still love to, like, enjoy the food that I'm eating. And I am, like, a full, like, nuts girly. Like, I love snacking on nuts because they're tasty and protein. I mean, ops. But when I go to the grocery store and, like, I look around, like, in the nuts section, I'm just like, there's, like, not that many options. Like, let's get creative here. And I just started going to nuts.com, like, this past year and realized, oh, okay, this is like being in, like, Willy Wonka's candy factory. There's so many different things to choose from. I instantly became obsessed. Obsessed. Took over my life, the bourbon pecans, like, so much so that my mother-in-law got it for me for Christmas because she's like, I know you're so obsessed with this. Like, it is heaven in your mouth. You will never try anything better. If you do one thing for me, one thing, you have to buy the bourbon pecans at nuts.com. You have to. But besides that, they have so many other different things like butterscotch, fudge, licorice. They have baking products. They have all different types of nuts. They have popcorn that is literally popped that day. Like, the day that they send it to you is the day that it's popped. So let's just say, like, if you're a snacker, or I don't know, you just have kids that you need to get snacks for, you can get all your pantry staples at nuts.com. And there's the widest selection ever. And right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/Stassi. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/Stassi. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. Yo, for real, what did we do before Truly? Like, what did we do before Truly Hard Seltzers? Like, what did we do when we went to, like, pool parties or day parties, or you're going over to somebody's house? And, like, you know, not everybody, like, wants wine. Like, that's, like, a commitment. It kind of makes you tired during the day. Like, what did we do before Truly? I just love a good, light, refreshing drink, alcoholic drink, you know, just like something that just like you can drink all day long at a party and like not feel like it's heavy or gross. And that's exactly what Truly is. And they have so many different flavors. And they just came out with a new party pack that includes a brand new raspberry flavor. So there literally is something for everyone when you just like get a box of Truly and bring it to a party. Like quite literally no one is ever mad when someone's like, oh, I brought the Truly. Like everyone cheers. Cheers is for Truly. So to find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. Let's talk about glam and makeup. I want to talk about Thrive Cosmetics, okay? We all know what Thrive Cosmetics. It's the turquoise tube. You see it everywhere. The mascara is amazing. Everybody loves it. But my favorite Thrive Cosmetic is actually the highlighter, the one, like the cream one, the stick, and the cream stick eyeshadows. Because this is the thing. I'm like somewhere in between like a full glam girly and like oh, quickly just like throw in some makeup in 5 minutes. Like that's not me either. I'm somewhere in the middle. And I also like with kids just like have to like get it in when I like where and when I can. So the fact that I can just like throw an eyeshadow stick in my purse and bring it with me all over the place, like, and just like quickly, like, just make myself look cute. Like, that's what I love about Thrive Cosmetics. And all of their beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. They're made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, so you know that you're putting good stuff on your face. And Thrive Cosmetics is just like a really great brand because they're constantly giving back. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. So while you're using your brilliant eye brightener, like that's what, I mean, I love putting it in the little corners of my eyes. Like just like the sticks make everything so easy. You know, I'm definitely a stick girly. So while you're doing that, you can feel good about where your money is going. And Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. And right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/Stassi. That's Thrive Cosmetics, cause, CAUSEMETICS.com/Stassi for 20% off your first order. They're both winners. You know what I love? I looked over at Bo yesterday after this, after he won, and I was watching all the Taylor Swift him interaction. I looked at Bo and I was like, I need to tell you a little something about me. I've always been this way. I've never once rooted for an underdog. I actually am not an underdoggy type of person. I've never cared about underdogs. Yeah. Like I've always just, I've loved watching winners win.
Yeah.
And this was like my winners winning wet dream. It was like
literally
two winners that just are winning in their relationship together, but winning at literally everything that they do. And like, they just keep winning. And I love it. I love watching people on top, not having to like fall down.
But also if you go back, and speaking of Kim, and Kanye was there last night too, it's like, ha ha Kanye. But like, I mean, there was a time where she kind of was the underdog and she felt like the media's punching bag for so long.
I was trying to explain this to Bo too. He was like, what? Taylor wasn't canceled. I was like, I know she was never canceled, but she feels like she was canceled.
She like, feels she like
she talks
was.
About that. Yes. Like, and I tried to explain to him everything, but no, to me, she's never been an underdog. Sorry.
I know what you're saying, but like, I do feel like,
well, everyone in their lives feel like an underdog at some point. Like,
yes,
we all like even winners all like just, of course, like everyone feels like an underdog in their lives at certain points. But to the outside, to an outsider like me, Taylor Swift has never been an underdog.
It's giving, what's that movie? Oh my God. What's up? Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook.
She's all that.
She's all that. It's giving. She's all that. Like the artist who wears Lainey overalls. Box. Yes. And then like she like gets with the hottest guy in school. Although Taylor Swift is the hottest guy in school. So it doesn't really make sense. But like.
No. Yeah. Like I hate this comparison.
I just feel like for so long she was like, I'm a nerd. I'm a dweeb. People are mean to me. And I was like, I relate to you. I relate to you. And now she's like, and no one can fuck with me now. And it's like, fuck yeah. That's a story I can get behind.
Okay, so that would have to, I would say that would be like, if they did a follow-up, She's All That Too, and we got to see her go be her queen self with Freddie Prinze Jr. afterwards and see, yeah, that would make sense, like, I guess.
Like Princess Diary. It's, you know what I mean? It's giving like, I'm awkward and tall and lanky, and now I'm a star.
I don't know. I kind of just like always, I've never really been like Taylor Swift, the dork that now finally has everything. Like, I don't know. Like, I've kind of just like, she's been around for a while and she's been really cool for a while.
I feel like Taylor would be like, I feel like Taylor would appreciate what I'm saying because I feel like that has been her brand. Like, you know, fighting against the man and like, I date these guys and then they like break up with me and they're mean to me and now I have to write songs about them.
Yeah, no, but what you're saying is you're that's not what you were just saying. You were just comparing her to Lainey Boggs and She's All That. And I just like, don't get it. But
I feel like
I think that you don't agree with my winners winning thing. I think were like, no, she is an underdog. I think that's what you were trying to say. Maybe.
Well, yes and no, though, because I think she was an underdog.
Okay.
And I think now she's a winner. So I guess my point is, this is why she has such mass appeal. She appeals to people who root for winners, you, and she appeals to people who feel like the underdog, me, and she's a phoenix rising from the ash, even though she never was really burnt to the ground, but in her feelings she was, and I want to validate her feelings.
Okay, let's I actually think you did a great job of validating her feelings.
Thank you. I want She's her listening. To know, Taylor, I love you.
Can we also talk about how, this is my other Roman Empire, I don't get how she mixes all of her alcohols and then like gets up in the morning and like does her thing. Because I watch her with her wine at the games, and then she also like chugs a beer, and then afterwards at the club, that's a mixed drink. I was zooming in on photos. That was that looked like a cranberry vodka to me, you know.
Your obsession with mixing,
because I can't do it. Like if I like take like one sip of something else, like I have to fully commit to like whatever it is that I'm drinking. Like I don't understand how she can then perform, like get on a plane, fly somewhere, get off, like perform for 3 hours, and then like while she's mixing alcohols, like I just don't get it.
Youth and liquid IV.
She's 34. She's only 1 year younger than me.
Wow. Not that you're old.
It's okay. That was like an extreme reaction,
I feel like she's in her late 20s, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. No, like I just had Kelly Stafford on my podcast last week and she couldn't stop talking about how she's like the oldest wag. Like she's the oldest one. And I'm like, you're 1 year younger than me, Kelly Stafford. You are the same age as Taylor Swift, but you're 1 year younger than me. So let's not respect your elders, Kelly.
I'm dead.
But yeah, the mixing the alcohol, like I just think that she must like travel with like an IV person.
She must.
I just need to know. And she never looks like messy drunk or anything. Well, except for the Grammys, but like, that messy, she didn't look at it. You could just, I know what you mean. Wine drunk. It's just, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was just like a little loosey and silly, you know?
Yeah.
I also this morning woke up. I was like, I wonder if her and Travis are sleeping right now. Oh, I wonder how late they sat out last night. Like, I cannot stop.
Oh, no. Before we started this podcast, I was like, they probably didn't have sex last night. They're probably having sex right now.
Literally. Tay was like, we woke up in the morning. I was like, what do you think Taylor and Travis are doing right now? She was like, she's like asleep naked. And I was like,
I agree. We're fucking weirdos. We are weirdos.
Weirdos.
We need help. And we need assistance. Other like great parts of the Super Bowl. First of all, I saw a headline today that said worst halftime performance ever. And I'm like, who the fuck wrote that? Because I loved it. Maybe that is because I am a elder. I'm a millennial.
No, I'm an elder millennial.
No, I know. I just meant I'm an elder separate And then I'm also a millennial. So I'm like, I knew every song. It just reminded me of high school. I thought it was jazzy and fun. Like there was so much to look at and
jazzy.
It was. There was even like a jazz band.
There was
like, yeah,
the way the production quality was insane. So he has a residency in Las Vegas. I was like, oh, this, I didn't get why he was going to be performing. But then when I saw it, I was like, oh, like this is why he's performing. He's also like promoting his residency down the street. So he probably has like a lot of people that are like a part of the show that like he probably brought the show from the stage and just put it on the field. It's like ready to go. You know what I mean?
I know. Taylor, that's actually not at all. Have you never watched the J-Lo documentary?
No.
Have you watched the Jennifer Lopez? Are you joking?
No. I was in a weird place and I just felt like emotionally I wasn't able to watch it, but I think I could do it now.
That is so weird. Lala said the same thing to me because I was trying to explain this to her yesterday too. And I'm like, oh my God, like I watched J-Lo's documentary thrice and cried every time. The third time I made Bo watch it with me so that he could just like understand me more as a person, because I just like felt like I was so inspired by her that like it must be some insight into who I am. So I made Bo watch it with me. But no, they have 20 minutes, okay, to mix as much of their hits as possible into it. Like that what he performed yesterday, Taylor, is not what he performs in Vegas. At his residency.
Oh.
Are you an idiot?
Like, you have to ask that question. The answer is like, yes. It's always like, yes.
The way they have to create an entirely new show with so many more different artists, a whole different type of like.
You mean Ludacris doesn't come out in his residency?
Alicia Keys is at his residency every night.
Alicia Keys is a part of his show in Vegas. I would be so disappointed if I bought tickets. Yeah, I'm a fucking moron. That's the most moronic thing I've ever said in my life. Yep, scratch that. I thought he was amazing. I'm
not convinced. I don't feel like you liked it. I'm like catching a vibe that you didn't like it.
I liked it. I liked it.
No, here, I liked it. The tone. Saying it, you didn't like it.
Here's the deal. I thought he was a little nervous at the beginning.
You did? I didn't catch
it. Yeah, I thought his voice was a little shaky. Well,
I would be nervous too.
I liked Rihanna's better.
Wow. Because the way that you said, I liked it about Usher.
Listen,
that's how I said it about Rihanna. I was like, I liked it.
Okay.
Like, I liked it just because it was Rihanna and I like Rihanna.
Right.
So like that's it. And I like her music and I love that like it was like a baby announcement. But like I was bored watching Rihanna because I like when they put on a show.
I know.
I like lots of things going around. I like costume changes. I like people on skates. I like,
yeah, I mean,
bedazzled.
When he came out on skates, I said, no way. No way is he on skates right now.
Like, I like the way I want the white bedazzled coat that he came out in. Like, I was like, I need it. I'm like, I need it for next Christmas. Everything was bedazzled. Everything was shiny. People are doing fucking flips. You know, like, no, I just.
That was amazing.
I was entertained.
Was all the people.
The
like,
theatrics.
Like the way that, like, you know what I think? I think it just comes down to the music for me, okay? So my number one favorite Usher song is You Make Me Wanna. And he started. He gave us like a little tiny, like just the tip. And then he ripped it out. And I was like,
because you would know this if you watched the Jennifer Lopez documentary, because they only have 20 minutes and they have to get all
of
these
important songs
that are the most important.
Well, it was my sexual awakening. It's the most important song to me. That and LL Cool J is doing it well. Okay. I want to hit it in the worst place. Make it hot. Those are my Usher. Usher was the first star I ever had a crush on. And it was that song. You make me want to leave them. One, I want to start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. It would just hurt my feelings that he just like threw it aside like a piece of trash. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Love in this club is,
wait,
it's not a great song.
No, okay. Hold on. I had forgotten all about Love in This Club. Or is it Love in This?
Probably. Club? Yes.
Love
yes.
in the club? Whatever.
I'm such
anyway,
a dork.
The way making, I had forgotten.
Making the love in this club? Yes. No. Okay, continue.
I had forgotten all about that song. And then all of a sudden I was transported back to college, to being a club rat, you know, to going to Ledoux. I felt all the feelings. Like, I felt so good. I was like, loving this club. Fuck yes. Oh my God, I forgot about this one. Adding it to my Spotify playlist, literally raising it to the, like, rising it to the top. Like, oh my gosh.
Okay. Ugh. Also, when he sang, yeah, and Lil Jon came out, which the fucking best. Lil Jon did it once. I was listening because I was waiting. He didn't once get to go, okay. And that hurt my feelings. Okay? Okay?
Wait, like, I wasn't paying attention enough to that. Okay. Okay.
Lil Jon was there and he was like, yeah. Well, Lil Jon came out and then he was like, turned down for what? Which I was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
And then, they went to yeah, and he was like, yeah, but he didn't get a chance to say okay. And that
did you rewatch
really
it?
Upset.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm positive. I was listening with such a specific ear because when I was in Vegas one time, I saw Lil Jon. He walked into a club, and I went like this, yeah, to him, and he turned his head around and he whipped me with one of his dreads in the face. It was the best moment of my life. And he said, okay. And it was.
Oh my God. I'm like learning
magical.
So much about you. I had no idea you had that experience.
I'm such a storyer, Peter. I can't believe I haven't told you these.
Yeah, I know. Normally I've heard every one of your stories like 23 times.
No.
Now I just want to go back and watch the halftime performance because talking about it just made me so excited. And like, yeah, there were so many moments that were like, oh my God, yes.
No, listen, it really was good. But like Rihanna's performance didn't leave me. Like, remember when I wanted all of us to perform? Come on, Rue boy, and learn the dance.
Yes. No, you guys, for real, when we were planning the tour this time around, this last tour, the Mommy Dearest tour, we were like, do we do this karaoke thing? It's my least favorite part. I notoriously don't like karaoke. I talk about it all the time, but like, Taylor loves it. Bo loves it. The audience loves it. Like, it's just like fun to have music in the show, to incorporate music in at the end of the show in some way. So
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So like, I just like swallow it and do it. But Taylor's idea was for us to all dress up like Rihanna in the big red things and perform her Super Bowl performance. And I was just like, the way that you think I want to do an outfit change into a big red puffy jacket, puffer coat, and I have I can't think of anything more Bezos.
It's Norma Kamali. It's Norma Kamali, number one. Number two. I like, you're pregnant. You were pregnant. She was pregnant. I don't know. My point is, I just really like the Rihanna halftime show. Okay. But
okay.
I did really like Usher. I did. I really did.
You seriously didn't.
No, like, I liked it. I guess I just, you know, I just maybe expected
you just
a
didn't love it.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Who I didn't realize that I really liked until last night?
Who?
Post Malone.
Oh, vibe. Mm-hmm.
I just like always thought that, you know, I know some of his songs. And like, I think of him as like the being one way. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, he can do that? And like, I just loved his, I forget the song, the American-y song. What song was it?
Oh, girl.
No, that he sang last night.
I don't know.
Before, you didn't watch?
I missed Post Malone.
Oh, okay. We'll just skip over it. Anyway. All right.
Well, I like his face tattoos. He's making face tattoo chic. I just wanted to say it, you know?
I don't like face tattoos.
I like his.
Face tattoos aren't a vibe for me.
Yeah, they're usually not a great idea if you want to work in corporate America, but, you know.
It's just like, you know, the commitment. Like, I already feel that way about tattoos. Like, you have to, like, really love something to, like, put it on your body. Imagine loving it so much that you put it on your forehead.
Like,
I love this so much that I need to put it on my forehead. Like, I don't get it. I really just don't get it.
So well put.
Yeah. And Wicked was announced. Beyonce's albums.
Two singles that she dropped for
two singles
from a country album.
I love that she had been wearing like the cowboy hat to the Grammys. And then like, she's just like doing this style, like the artwork, like especially the artwork for 16 Carriages, I think is what it's called. I was like, oh, I want to do a photo shoot like this. I want a reason to do a photo shoot like this. Loved.
She's
okay.
Just,
I didn't realize that they were two songs. So I need to go listen to them today. Okay.
Two songs.
I thought it was like.
One of them I adore. I think it's called Texas Hold'em. Mm-hmm. And the other one's a little bit more of like a, like just a slower song. So Texas Hold'em is the vibe, but she's doing a whole country album. Like, I think like the whole fucking thing's going to be country.
So it sounded country? Like, does she sound like a country singer?
It is intentionally a country song or a country album.
Fucking love that.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. I am the star of everything Texas. I do. And she is from Texas.
She's from Texas. And yeah, like, you know, a little reinvention, just like Taylor Swift does different shit all the time.
Exactly.
It's like, it's fun.
Exactly. Oh,
I don't even like country and I'm more excited about this album than like most other ones. Like what? I don't even like country.
So I struggle because I have my siblings love country. Like some of my closest friends love country. Yeah. Like I can't, you and I are like the only girlies that can't get on board with country.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce's going to do it for us.
Beyonce is the quite literally maybe the only person that could make me like country. Taylor Swift didn't even make me like country.
Me neither. So I'm with you. I think that this is going to be finally like you and I can go to Stagecoach now together.
Only if Beyonce is playing. Could you imagine if Beyonce went and played at Stagecoach?
I wonder if she would do something like Stagecoach. Huh. Is it beneath? Is Stage? I don't really know. Like,
I've seen her. I saw her at Coachella. I mean, she played Coachella.
Like, isn't Stagecoach country Coachella?
Yes.
So maybe correct. She won't.
I don't know. I feel like cowboy Coachella's lame now.
I know. And cowboy boots don't look good on me. I have thick calves.
I just like I'm not a cowboy like boots girly.
Yeah, I have a pair. They're really cute, but
I would feel like a fraud if I was wearing cowboy boots. Like it just like me cosplaying as a
totally
as like a Western like movie person.
I think we should like lean into it though and like give it a shot together.
Cowboy boots
for Beyonce.
But did she say we had to wear cowboy boots?
I'm sure we probably do actually because she's very strict about dress codes.
I like cowboy boots on other people. It's
you
just like
great
it's
such legs. They would look so good on you.
It just like feels like it's like I'm adopting someone else's culture and it's not my culture. So like it feels like wrong. I don't I know. Think, That's I how I feel allowed, about cowboy boots.
I think we're allowed to lean into cowboy boots.
All right. Maybe I'll try them out. Like a really like chic. Yes. Elegant pair of yes. cowboy boots. Zero embellishments.
Oh, I got your place. I got a pair from them when I was in Texas. God, I'm the worst. I have to get the name for you. They're fab.
Okay. Okay. Anything else about the Super Bowl we want to discuss? I really am so excited for Wicked to come out. Like that. Give me
did full you body chills.
Miss that?
Full,
okay, you saw that.
Full body chills. I also the way I died for the Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck and J Lo. Like
so, like I missed can't. It and I need to look it up.
Oh, you got to! It's hands down the best commercial from the Super Bowl this year. And also, like Matt, I don't want to. Well, it's I have to spoil it for you, but like Matt Damon's in it, and like so is Tom Brady. It's like maybe it's just because I'm from Boston that I'm like, ah! But it was like Boston overload, and J Lo was like. The role she's playing is like, oh God, not Ben again. Like, it's very funny. It's very, like, not taking themselves seriously. It's fucking great. I loved it.
Okay. I liked the Christopher Walken commercial. I liked the Michael Cera
commercial. Me too. Me too.
I feel like I missed a lot of commercials because I have a baby. That's the thing.
Right.
You know, this having a baby during the Super Bowl, it fucking sucks. You miss so much. Like,
well, the Super Bowl is hard because everything is happening all at once. You can't miss the game. You can't miss the commercials. It's like, what are we supposed to do?
Well, I can miss the game. I can miss the game. So like, it still was too hard for me to even like,
Fine. No. Who am I kidding? I was buying pearl, round shaped pearl sunglasses on Amazon during the game.
Well, Why? Can I ask though?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I think you just have to like go with me. I know. Listen, I will send them to you before I commit. They're from fucking Amazon.
I know, but what made you want pearl? Like, Hartford has pearl embellished sunglasses.
Who wore better? Me or Hartford? I was inspired. I saw Hartford Clark wearing pearl embellished sunglasses. So I went out and bought pearl embellished sunglasses. No, I was
you're going through a funky phase. Like you're wanting to, no, that sounded wrong. I mean, like I noticed that with your style, you're wanting to lean more into funky clothes, like a funkier aesthetic. That's why like you follow that girl that like has like 80,000 accessories on at one time. Like
shop with Caroline. You got it. Yeah. You got it. Yes.
Yes. So like that's why you want pearl embellished sunglasses. But like, if I would have told you a year ago that you were going to be searching for pearl embellished sunglasses, you would be like, fuck no. Like there's so many things you're doing now that you would never have done before. And I like it. I like that.
You like
I like the funkiness. Like this is you being Beyonce, but doing a country album. Like you're evolving. You're trying something new.
You know, it's like she found her confidence. Thank you very much to GLP-1s. Okay. And then also I'm like trying to like suck the youth out of all my younger friends' bodies. That would include you, my friend. So I'm like, Mbauk. I'm trying to like get young again. Cause I'm like the older I get, I'm like, I am a baby. And then I'm also like trying to bring in like new, like color and stuff. And so I got all these like hot pink bikinis. So I'm like, I can't wear tortoise sunglasses with hot pink bikinis. So
that's
like,
what I would do.
Maybe pearl.
Why can't you wear tortoise with pink?
I don't know. It just feels like not the vibe.
I just feel like a classic black.
I know.
My style's a little bore.
No, it's not. Never say that. That's no toy. That's a sin.
Okay. I don't mind that my style's a little bore. It's simple. I like it that way. I feel like I will never.
My best friend, number one. You're not bore. You're classic.
I'll never look back and be embarrassed about what I'm wearing. So like, that's fine. If that's like equals
my
boring.
My pearl sunglasses.
You're going to hate it. You're going to look back a few years from now and you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Wait, no, I'm sending them to you first before I commit. I think
live your life and be jazzy.
Be jazzy.
I am attracted to jazzy stuff, you know, like shiny rhinestones and sparkles, like any excuse to like feel ornamented. Like I am like attracted. I'm dazzled by it. I like it, you know. True. So like just do it. Lean in.
You know who got me started on this whole thing? Teddy Mellencamp at Hartford's birthday party. When she had on those gorgeous chain Chanel sunglasses with the chain attached, I was like, I need some jazzy sunglasses.
Yeah, I've never been a jazzy sunglass person. But also, I'm not really a sunglass person because my eyes are like one of my like best features and I don't like to cover them up.
It's true. Remember when I did that audition with sunglasses on? I didn't get it.
You guys, the last time Taylor was here, she had an audition and I went, she's like, I got to film this audition and then we'll go get lunch. So I pick her up after she films the audition and she's wearing sunglasses. And I was like, how did it go? She's like, well, I wore my sunglasses in the audition. That's okay. Right. And I'm like, no, actually, it's actually not okay because an audition is for them to see your face, the expression in your face, your eyes, how they light up, how they move, you express yourself through your eyes. And you literally just did an audition with a fucking mask on. You stupid.
In my defense, I had a sty.
No, you couldn't see the sty anymore. You couldn't see the sty anymore. I can't believe you. Yeah.
Idiot.
No.
I'm an idiot. But anyway, maybe if they were pearl sunglasses, I would have gotten the job. She's jazzy. We like her.
All right. Well, go on with your pearly sunglass self. Do we have any last things to say about the Super Bowl? Anything else that you want to add to this podcast episode? This little epi?
I don't think so, right?
No, I think that's it. I don't think we're leaving anything out, you know?
I mean, Martha Stewart took pictures with Brittany Mahomes.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that. We did leave one thing out that I wanted to discuss. Everyone giving Travis Kelce a hard time for yelling at his coach.
Thank you. Let's do it.
You guys are a pack of losers. Mm-hmm. And we don't have space for you on this planet. Mm-hmm. This is, they're not playing chess, you guys. This isn't a calm, cool, collected, let's respect each other game. They are quite literally beating each other up.
Yeah.
On the field.
That's like the rules.
That's like the rules. Like, you're supposed to like be as aggressive as you possibly can be.
Right.
And like, that's like just like how like football players are. And his coach understands that because that's what he does. So yes, they yell at each other like that. Like,
thank you.
Travis yells at like the bunch of softies.
I know.
A bunch of
hall monitors, bunch of little fucking babies, bunch of fucking crossing guards. Like, fucking get it together, okay? Like, this on paper. Listen, if the coach was like, I'm hurt, I'm mad, I'm filing a formal complaint, fine, then we can go down that path. But he was like, we love each other. It's fine. It's impassioned. It's all good. Like, this coach, Big Red, okay, he literally coached the Eagles, and he was the one that recruited Jason. And then when he went over to the Chiefs, he's the one that I think drafted or whatever, Travis. Like, he's like their uncle. He's like their dad. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like I ripped a cell phone out of my mother-in-law's hands, and we're cool because we get each other. Same. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you could say Taylor Strecker rips cell phones out of her mother-in-law's hands. Like, she's a bad person, but like, as long as my mother-in-law doesn't think I'm a bad person, we're kosher. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Yes to everything that you just said. I like just can't believe that like people are like, I'm looking at all the comments and people are like, Taylor Swift is too good for him. I can't believe like he's trashed. Look at how he yelled at his coach. Like, as if we were watching people play chess, you know, like, yes. Guys,
Bobby this Fischer is pushing fucking, over his old coach.
It's football. we're all watching the same thing, right?
Like, I mean, listen, because they have all their eyes on them, when that happened, I was like, Travis, no! Like, I definitely was like, ooh, she's mad. But like, and I was also like, Travis, no, because like, as a protector of the two of them, I'm like, here we fucking go. The internet's gonna be like, me. And then they like think that they can be like, wow, what does he do behind closed doors? Nothing.
Oh, people, I know. I hate this.
They love to take a mountain or a molehill and make it into a mountain. They love to like take the smallest thing and then judge someone's character like to the core. Calm down.
That like we do to Brittany Mahomes.
No, I'm done. My boxing gloves are down.
No, now we're done. It's just like, I just wanted to stay accountable.
You're right. Fine. No. Self-awareness queen. You're right. 100%. But like, I'm talking about like her hair and her outfits. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like the way she looked at her husband. Like,
well, I mean,
I have said stuff like that before too. But my point is, just don't be like me, because you'll regret it.
And I think that's our show. I think that's our show for today.
Go
that
sports.
Felt good. Thank you guys for listening. Taylor, where can everyone find you?
Check out my podcast, Taste of Taylor. New episodes drop every Thursday. Follow me on Instagram at Taylor Strecker. The girl is struggling on TikTok, but follow me there too. She's trying, okay? She's trying to try.
Yeah, and I haven't done a TikTok. I haven't done a TikTok in so
They're
long.
Hard.
They're so hard. But I love to watch them. Bye, guys.